Good evening to everyone. A couple of passages I'd like to take a look at and look at some of the thoughts that comes from these passages, and then we'll draw the lesson to a close. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And really the whole chapter speaks of God's desire for all of us. In verse 1, he says, "First of all, then I urge that requests, prayers, intercession, thanksgivings be made in behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life," excuse me, "in all, in all godliness and dignity. This is a good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior." Notice the instructions and the encouragement to pray for all people. And there's a reason for that, of praying for all people. The first reason that he points out is so that we may lead a tranquil life. So notice, again, in the passage, God's desire for us is to have a tranquil life. The second thing that he puts out or points out to this, concerning this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are two more things that are pointed out, because God desires for all to be saved. And the third thing was so that they would come to the knowledge of the truth. That's God's desire. That's why we are to pray for all people, for the kings, for the leaders, for this tranquil life, and because God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. These things are expressed throughout the scriptures, and one example of that is over in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18 and verse 23. As Ezekiel is sent to Israel to encourage the people to live as they ought to in the land of Babylon, and also talk about what God has done and what God is going to do. But in chapter 18 and verse 23, he says about God and why they were to follow God's instruction. He says, "Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" God doesn't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. What God wants, he says, "Wouldn't I prefer that he turn from his ways and live?" God's desire is for us to live. He wants all men to live. 2 Peter chapter 3 in verse 9. Again, Peter writing to Christians to encourage them to remain faithful and prepare for the suffering, and do that because of God's desire, again expressed in verse 9. "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, but is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." That's God's desire. That's what God wants. That's why we're to pray for all people. Romans chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, as it talks about the liberties that we have in our living and things that we could decide to do that are right and wholesome here in chapter 14. But the point that he's bringing out is really God's desire for us again, so that we might see his instructions and the purpose. He says, "Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the one who serves Christ in this way is acceptable to God and approved by people. So then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. That's God's desire. That's what this is all about. And God wants everyone to participate, to be a part of it, because he doesn't have pleasure in the death of the wicked. He wants them to live. And then going back to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, in the context of those verses, he expresses, there is one mediator, also between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. This is the ultimate demonstration of God wanting everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. That's God's desire for us all. And he demonstrated that in sending his son to die, to pay this ransom, to rescue us from the destruction of sin so that we might live and have this relationship with him, this joy in the Holy Spirit. I hope that that's your desire tonight, because that's God's desire for you. That's God's desire for us, for all of us. And so as we think on these things, I want to encourage you to put Christ on before it's everlasting too late. How do you do that? By simply putting your faith and trust in him. By repenting of your sin, turning away from sin, turning to God, confessing him as Lord, that he is the ruler, he's the master, he's the one that's able to rescue you. Paid a ransom so that you would be rescued, so that you would be a part of him. And then be buried with him in baptism, where your sins are washed away. You're out of the arena of wickedness. Now you're in this relationship with God, this joy, this peace, and this way, this right way of living. That is what God wants. I hope that that's your desire, because all things are ready to help you to do God's will and become a part of him before it's everlasting too late. And so, my friend, if we can assist you in your obedience to Christ, we encourage you to come and make it known as we stand and sing the song that's indicated.